You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
We have often spoken in the past of the little High Park Zoo in Toronto and all the heroic efforts to keep it going, despite the fact the city yanked its funding from the place some time ago. Nobody knows more about this than the person right at the pointed end of this campaign, and that's Toronto City Councillor Sarah Doucette from Ward 13, Parkdale High Park. Sarah Doucette, welcome back to Zoomer Radio.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to come and talk with you.
Well, you survived another year.
I guess
that's certainly great news under the circumstances, isn't it?
Yeah, a few more gray hairs, a few more wrinkles, but we're still here.
What are the numbers involved here now? What does it cost to keep the zoo going for a year?
It costs $227,000 a year, which actually, if taken off property tax, would cost each person paying property tax 9 cents.
9 cents?
9 cents per household.
Okay. But City Hall, in its wisdom, has decided that we can't afford the 9 cents.
Yep.
And so you have to get out, wear out shoe leather, and raise the money.
And the Friends of High Park Zoo have done the most amazing job since March, getting the awareness out that the zoo is on the chopping block. Mm-hmm. And with the help of a Toronto Parks and Trees Foundation, who has accepted donations and will give tax receipts, we have already given the city $114,000, which covers the operating costs from July 1st to the end of December. And we have in our bank accounts now money to take us well into 2013.
That's amazing. It's a good news story, isn't it, when you realize that so many people have cared enough about High Park Zoo to kick in a few dollars or to get involved in the really demanding function of raising the money.
Exactly. Now, again, our volunteers are fantastic. They're down there every weekend and on holidays between 11 and 3. And for $2 a donation, you can feed the llamas. For $5 donation, you can get a coloring book. So everything is donations.
What do I get for $10?
You can get two peacock feathers or a coloring book and a peacock feather.
Oh, there you go. Are the You've got it right on the tip of your tongue.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
$15.
Oh, yeah.
What can you get for $15?
You could probably get a Friends of High Park badge thrown in there and a beautiful card by David Allen, photographer.
Oh.
So you get something. If you want to receive something for your donation, there's wonderful items to receive. A lot of people just say, no, don't worry.
Yeah. That's fine. I can see people having either of those attitudes. The number of people going to the zoo, is it going up?
Oh my God, this
has really helped attendance, right?
Well, I must just tell you, what we do, we have people counters. That's, you know, how many people are going through the zoo. And we estimate that we've got around 300,000 people per year going through the zoo.
Uh-huh.
But what we're also counting with volunteers is how many actually go into the llama pens to participate. And the last long weekend we had, on that Monday, we had 1,700 people go into the llama pens between 11 and 3. That's a lot of bodies and a lot of well-fed llamas.
Yeah, I would say the llamas are very, very happy, right?
Yeah.
What's the range of animals? Now, somebody who hasn't been there, and I'm sure there are people listening who have not been there.
Oh, wow.
What have you got in the High Park Zoo anyway?
Well, one of my favorite buddies down at the zoo is Kaboom. He's a wallaby. And
yeah,
he's absolutely adorable. He's getting a bit too big to be hugged now, but he is adorable. So he and his family live there. We have yaks, bison, sheep. You have to visit Romeo. He's an emu, and he talks to you. He grunts at you, and he'll follow you along the fences. We have capybara, which are the largest rodents in the world.
What is it called?
Capybara.
Okay.
You can watch them swimming in their swimming pool. And we had three babies this year, and they are adorable. And we allow children to come and throw the food to them. They eat only fruit and vegetables. So it's a great opportunity for me to say to the children, yeah, look, these animals eat their fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
And the parents love it.
You really haven't. Also have a what?
Peacocks.
Peacocks, yes. Yeah, I remember the peacocks.
Yeah.
It's a rather eclectic mix of animals, isn't it?
Yes, but they all, the thing is, they all...
I didn't mean that as a bad thing.
No, it's interesting. Yeah. What's nice about it is they also animals which like to people watch.
Mm-hmm.
And because they like to come up to the cage, you know, to the fences and see people, you go down there and you're going to see the animals. As I say, some of them you can touch, some of them you listen to while they grunt and groan at you.
Yeah.
But it's interaction with the animals, which I think is what makes the zoo so popular.
Now, I know you have a big fundraising event, a gala night coming up. What? Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow night. It's called the Peacock Gala and Silent Auction.
Mm-hmm.
And the good but sad news is we are sold out.
Well, that's good and bad news,
isn't
it? It's
going to be down at the Sunnyside Pavilion.
Good.
We're
going
to be overlooking the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 70 items on for silent auction. But people can still donate through the Toronto Parks and Trees Foundation. So what we're doing is this is a sort of a celebration fundraiser.
Yeah.
We want to thank so many people who have supported us, who are supporting us moving forward. Because don't forget, right now, it is operated by donations.
Right.
I am still working to find corporate sponsorship for sustainable funding. We still have 2 years of the Honey Family Foundation match of the $50,000.
Yes.
And, oh, yes, we had a new baby llama on September 1st.
Another llama.
We had a little girl llama on September 1st. Now, if you remember our last little girl llama, we named Honey after the Honey Family Foundation because they've technically given us $150,000.
Right.
So for another $150,000, we can name the llama after anyone who would like.
There you go.
How's that?
Acme Screw and Gear could be the name. Well, maybe it'd be a better name than that. Yes.
It's got to be a reasonable.
But I get the idea. I certainly get the idea.
Yeah.
Is there any hope, and I think I probably ask you this every time, understanding that every homeowner would have to fork out 9 cents to mm-hmm. keep the zoo operating, is there any chance at all that city council will at some point change its mind over this anyway?
Well, what I would like to do is when we get a corporate sponsor, we can go back to the city and say, let's match. You know, if we can raise $100,000 through corporate sponsorship and sustainable funding, why don't you match it? Friends of Hyde Park Zoo will do the difference. And also, we're trying to raise money also to improve the zoo, to make it more educational, to bring more people in. So during October, every weekend, we're going to be doing some exciting activity down at the zoo, whether it's pumpkin carving, something to do with the harvest festivals coming up.
This is really it really is a community kind of zoo, isn't it?
Oh, we should see the volunteers we have down there on weekends. Sometimes we have to turn them away.
Oh,
we have
really?
A fantastic young man. He's 12 years old, and he's now got his parents volunteering.
Uh-huh.
So it's not the other way around. But when we have young children volunteering, a parent does have to stay with them at the zoo. But he's out there, and he's handing out flyers, and he's talking to people. And I think he's going to be a politician one day because he is so articulated about what he believes in. He will challenge me on things, and that's fine. I'm always up for a debate.
Yeah.
But he has his knowledge. He has his background information. So we have children volunteering with adults. We have adults coming to de-stress, to enjoy the animals, to meet residents. It's absolutely amazing how it's brought the good out in everybody.
And so there you are, still living, however, hand to mouth. But no, the enthusiasm of the people involved in and around the zoo, that it doesn't seem to be affecting you that much at all. You're quite happy fighting for your existence, right?
Yes, because we
in a way,
do believe that the city has to see sense at some point in time.
Oh, well, that's a big if, isn't it?
Well, you have to be positive.
Yeah,
you have
okay.
to move forward.
All right.
If we weren't positive and people thought, the zoo was going to close, people wouldn't be helping us so much. Because we have this positive attitude that we'll get corporate sponsors, we'll keep doing Friends of Hyde Park Zoo, who are fantastic, mm-hmm. making awareness. We'll make it more educational, so more school trips can do behind-the-scenes tours. You can actually get closer to the bison and actually hand-feed Jasper, our giant bison. You just have to be careful because he's quite slobbery.
He's what?
He's
slobbery.
Slobbers.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
When I was feeding with a school trip one day, I let all the children feed him first.
Uh-huh.
Because by the time he got to me, he had no slobber left. So you learn these
You got to know the ropes, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you know when a wallaby is too big to hug?
Because he looks at you and he takes your face between his two little hands. And you're going, okay, who's going to win this match?
Oh, yeah.
But most of the time, he would just sort of nestle his head on your shoulder and snuggle with you. And he was adorable.
Well, is he young? Is that?
He's about 10 months old now.
Oh, okay.
So he's been born since the zoo was under threat.
Right.
And he likes to hang out in the llama pen. So we put his pouch in his pen, and he hangs out in his pouch. He's like a teenager, doesn't like getting up in the mornings. But when he does get up, he likes eating vegetables. He's very good with grapes, but sweet potato is one of his favorites.
Okay. Is there any chance, now I know what you're saying about getting a sponsor and then going to the city to say, match it up. We're still talking, in a $9 billion budget, we're still talking nickels and dimes. In fact, we're talking 9 cents for the whole shot.
Yes.
Is there any chance that you can, in budget deliberations, it could just be presented as a possible expenditure for 2013 anyway? How would that, is that possible to do that?
I don't think 2013, we have a hope in heck.
Yeah, okay.
But let's look at 2014 and moving forward from there.
I mean, that's still got to be an option that you, as a city councilor, would have in your back pocket somewhere, right?
Yes, possibly, but I don't want to do it unless I know I have the votes and I have the support.
Well, and that's by showing the continued success and the people who are flocking to the zoo, you're telegraphing that kind of story to other councilors, aren't you?
We're building our case. We have a business plan, which we will be finalizing, hopefully middle of October, which shows what we're wanting to do moving forward. So since February, not only have we raised enough funds to see us through till probably near to the end of 2013, and that's without the $50,000 match of the Hyde Family Foundation, the Friends of Hyde Park Zoo have also put a business plan together. So we've done everything we said we would do. And you're right, if we can complete 2013 without coming to the city, I would like to see it back in, at least a portion of it back in the city budget for 2014.
Well, it's because it's such a relatively, and I'm not trying to make light of this, it's a relatively small amount of money that benefits an awful lot of people.
Well, it's peanuts compared to the city budget, you're right.
Yeah.
And it has been around for 119 years. It's the oldest zoo in Ontario.
Amazing.
It's people love it. It's free. And we have people flocking to there. You know, some people come through every day with their walks through Hyde Park.
Yeah.
Some come back and say, my parents or my grandparents used to bring me here. It's been for generations. How can you close something like that, which means so much to people?
That's a very good question for which there's no good answer right today, is there?
But we will find one.
All right. Good luck with the Peacock Gala. Why the Peacock Gala?
Because the peacock is a progressive bird which moves forward, and it looks after everybody.
Oh.
And they're also stunning, and the colors are spectacular on the males. The females are very subtle, but they actually rule the roost.
Well, what's new about that?
Yeah, we've got a beautiful white peahen down at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
So we've got more males than females, and the sound they make, it reminds me of England. One of my local neighbors in England used to have peacocks as guard dogs.
Right.
And you could hear when someone was approaching their house, which, you know, some days was great. Other days you go, my gosh, they have a lot of visitors.
Sarah Doucette, thank you very much. Good luck with this now. Stay in touch.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, bye for now.
Bye-bye. Toronto City Councillor Sarah Doucette from Ward 13, Parkdale High Park. And if you're thinking about going to the zoo, remember, do not hug the wallaby.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.